AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. On January 5th of last year, then White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows told his aide, Cassidy Hutchinson,
things might get real, real bad on January 6th.
Hutchinson went before the House Select Committee investigating the attack on the U.S. Capitol, giving the panel and the world a firsthand look at what was going on inside the Trump White House before and during the riot. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
25-year-old Cassidy Hutchinson says the president had been told the supporters he was to address on January 6th had weapons.
I don't even care that they have weapons.
And ordered the Secret Service to remove metal detectors he thought was slowing down his backers.
Let my people in. They can march to the Capitol from here.
Hutchinson says the president demanded to go with them.
I'm the effing president. Take me up to the Capitol now.
She relayed a story from Deputy White House Chief of Staff Tony Ornato about what happened when the president's lead bodyguard refused.
The president reached up towards the front of the vehicle to grab at the steering wheel.
And then lunged toward the Secret Service agent. Hutchinson testified the White House's top lawyer had warned what would happen if the president went to the Capitol as Congress certified his election loss.
We're going to get charged with every crime imaginable.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Two more hearings scheduled for July. Panel members said last week those hearings would focus on domestic extremists who breached the Capitol that day and on what Trump was doing as the violence unfolded. 51 people are now dead after they were discovered in an abandoned tractor trailer in San Antonio, Texas. 46 were dead when rescue crews got there. 5 others died in hospitals. All of those inside the trailer were migrants from Mexico and other countries. The truck driver and 2 others have been arrested. A 4th person, another passenger, has died from yesterday's Amtrak train collision and derailment in Missouri. This is AP News. In New York, Ghislaine Maxwell is sentenced to 20 years in federal prison for helping Jeffrey Epstein sexually abuse underage girls, some as young as 14 years old. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Epstein committed suicide in 2019, and prosecutors say he couldn't have sexually abused children without the help of Maxwell, his longtime companion. Brad Edwards represents 60 Epstein victims. He says Maxwell's sentence should have been more.
On a very conservative indictment, she's getting 20 years. So that doesn't sound lucky, but in the course and scope of what she did, it is.
Maxwell's attorney, Bobby Sternheim, says she will appeal.
Even before she stepped forward into this courthouse, she was being tried and convicted in the court of public opinion.
In court, Maxwell blamed Epstein, saying meeting him was the greatest regret of her life.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,